Governor Wolf, the state has its third state attorney general in less than 3 weeks after the Senate confirmed former state inspector general Bruce Beamer's nomination. What has convinced you that Mr. Beamer is the right man for the job?
Well, first of all, I don't know this for a fact, but I got to believe that the travails of Attorney General, former Attorney General Kane, had to have had an impact on the morale of the Attorney General's office. And so I'm sure that one of the things that the employees in that office were looking for was some sense of stability and calm. I think they were also looking for someone they knew and someone who had built a reputation as a good leader. And I think he did all those things. Now, let me just say one thing that I did talk about in our internal conversations, in addition to reinvigorating the Attorney General's office and raising morale, was that whoever wins the Attorney General's race in November and is inaugurated in January, at that point, I am going to be, getting him to come back as Inspector General. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a four-month leave of absence, and I want him back.
Last week, you announced 25 additional centers of excellence to combat the opioid abuse epidemic will open by January 1st. How bad has this problem gotten, Governor?
Well, it's bad. The dry statistics, 2,500 people died in 2014 from drug overdose that we know of. I think that number was 3,500 last year. It was up 1,000. And it looks so far this year, this is the early part of September, the numbers look like they're going to be even higher in 2016. I've been working, the legislature's been working on a number of different fronts. You mentioned the Centers of Excellence. That was one thing. I got $15 million in the state budget that leveraged another $5.4 million from the federal government, which allowed us to open 20 Centers of Excellence, which basically are outpatient treatment centers, but also exist and were created to help patients navigate through the healthcare system to get the treatment they need for their specific problem. But we've done some work, and just a couple days ago, I announced that we're actually going to be able to open another 25 centers of excellence, which will bring us to 45 throughout the Commonwealth to help sufferers and families deal with this affliction.
One of the bigger recent economic developments impacting Western Pennsylvania happened earlier this summer when Shell Chemical Appalachia announced its plans to build a massive multi-billion-dollar petrochemical plant known as an ethane cracker in Potter Township, Beaver County. That's about 30 miles northwest of Pittsburgh. And cracker is a plant that takes oil and gas and breaks it into smaller molecules to create ethylene, which is used in plastics manufacturing. The location was chosen because of its proximity to gas supplies. What are your thoughts, Governor Wolf, about the economic impact this will have?
Well, I know the term game changer has been used a lot, and I hate to pile on, but it is a game changer. The West has obviously been suffering from the decline of the steel industry for many decades. This is really something that is as big as the steel industry once was for Western Pennsylvania, actually for Pennsylvania as a whole. Here's why I say that. My old business I sold in June. One of our products was made from material that's coming out of the cracker plant. We'd have to transport our stuff from where the gas was and where the cracker plant was in Texas all the way across the country to get to this market from Maine to Florida. This cracker plant is the only cracker plant that will be right in the middle, or will be closest to this big market, the richest market in the world. It's where the natural resource is. It's where a great labor pool is. It's where a great tradition of manufacturing is. And it's where the market is. So this is going to, I think, spawn a lot of manufacturing facilities. And it's going to lead to all kinds of economic growth and new jobs.
The ethane cracker promises jobs, but many are worried that it's a large new source of pollution in a region that has seen slow but steady improvement in its air quality over the years. What do you say to environmental critics of the plant or people worried that this could set Pittsburgh's air quality back?
Yeah, I think we have to be vigilant and make sure that it doesn't. Shell is a responsible citizen. Shell understands, and I have talked to their senior executives, and they understand that Pennsylvanians really are serious about maintaining the excellence of our environment and making sure that our air and water remains clean and gets even better. This particular cracker plant is going to be regulated by, I think, the strictest methane requirements in the country. The Department of Environmental Protection has developed. And we're going to make sure and that Shell continues to do what they have done already, and that is adhere to these high standards and make sure that they affirm every day their commitment to a clean environment.